The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded.
The following segment has been pre-recorded and paid for by Harding & Associates.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
He is an Army veteran.
Duty, honor, country.
And district attorney for Colorado's 18th Judicial District.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Most important, he's a father and a proud American.
Americans love a winner.
He is George Brockler. And this is The George Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.
I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
It's Saturday. It's 8 a.m. That means it's Phil Harding time, a good time to ask questions to super lawyer Phil Harding. Phil, in the past, we've talked about what happens if the guy that hits you doesn't have automobile insurance. What do you do if you get in an accident and you don't have health insurance?
So you have on your car automatically, unless you signed a waiver, and most people don't, $5,000 of, it's called MedPay, medical coverage, that will pay for medical bills.
Anything.
Anything.
Oh, great.
And it doesn't matter if you're at fault or if someone ran into you. Hmm. That still covers you. But sometimes people sign that waiver, and I need to let you know, if you go to the hospital and you're really bad off, you can sign up for Medicaid. You can apply for something that's known as CICP that will help reduce those medical bills. So even after the fact, well, with health insurance, right? If you sign up for health insurance, they're only going to pay for stuff forward. Medicaid sometimes goes back and pays for medical bills.
Do you end up having to reimburse Medicaid if they do something like that?
You do. Yep. That's
called out of your settlement or something?
Out of your settlement. That's called subrogation. If you don't collect anything or the accident's your fault, or it is your fault, you do not have to pay back Medicaid.
And by the way, Medicaid rates not that bad compared to some other options like fee-for-service.
Exactly.
Huh, yeah. That's not too bad at all.
One last thing that you need to know is you don't have Medicaid. You can't get CICP or anything like that. You can go to doctors that work on liens that will collect their money once you settle from a lawsuit. So attorneys will refer you to those guys, but only use them as a last resource.
Hey, this is great information. If you want even more information from a super lawyer like Phil Harding, I want you to reach out to him. You can go to his website. He's on the interwebs there at Harding & Associates. That's hlaw.com. Call him at 303-762-9500, 303-762-9500 to call and schedule your free consultation. When I got hurt in a car accident, I made one phone call. It was to Phil. You should too.
George Brockler, News Talk 710, KNUS.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach.
This needs a little harmonica. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler.
The sermon on peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more Imperial College. Scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown. No more pulling the wool over our eyes. No more celebrities telling us what we're supposed to feel. No more status quo. Put your shoulder to the wind.
Welcome back. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler once again. News Talk 710 KNUS. So great to be with you. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to whip out a little harmonica. We're having fun, having a good time, even though the topics can sometimes get a bit very unfortunate, tragic, upsetting. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger, back with you here on News Talk 710 KNUS, which is making this Father's Day extra special. Go to 710knus.com and enter to win a new Traeger pellet smoker grill for your dad, plus $1,000 cash. It's going to be a Father's Day he will never forget. I think today is the last day because our promotion wraps up on June 12th. So get on it quickly. See terms and conditions for complete details. The Father's Day giveaway is presented by Salem Surround. Enter today at 710knus.com. All right, we ended the hour talking about Tay Anderson a little bit. And let's go to Mary in Lakewood following up on that. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. Okay, so here's a little of my take for what it's worth.
Please.
I think those kids need to be heard. You know, because I always believe that absolute power corrupts absolutely, and Tay Anderson should resign so those kids don't feel intimidated, you know, that if they come out and say something that's incriminating against him, he can't come back and go after them or silence them. It's just to me, it's fishy all around, but I do agree with Ron that there needs to be an investigation, but those kids need to be protected.
Well, I appreciate that, Mary. I couldn't agree with you more, but there's another piece to this, too. And this goes, and hopefully she'll be able to call in a little bit, Gigi Gordon, who put together the protest on Thursday, which I was at, and I spoke at the protest on Thursday at Denver City Hall. And, Mary, one of the things that she's expressed and other students in the district expressed, there were several young ladies who spoke at the protest on Thursday, and it's that not just the concerns about these kids who've allegedly been assaulted, sexually assaulted by Tay Anderson, not coming forward or feeling intimidated from coming forward. But it's also students who now just genuinely and generally don't feel safe in their district, and they're very concerned about coming back to school come August and having Tay Anderson on the board and being able to get access to the schools, going inside of those school environments and so forth, especially because one of the things that Gigi had shared on this very station is that when she was at North High School, she just graduated a couple of Thursdays ago from North High School in DPS. There was a period of time where Tay Anderson worked there as the restorative justice or restorative practices coordinator. And she said she felt, and her friends felt, that he was way too friendly with the students. And it was creepy how he operated and interacted with them in a lot of ways. And so this is something that they've been talking about. You know, kids are going to tell each other a lot more than they're going to tell adults. And this isn't something that came as a surprise to some of them, because they have seen his interactions or heard things about how he's engaged with students and whatnot. And that just amplifies why having him on the board should be such a concern. We're not talking about convicting him in the court of law here. We're talking about resignation from a school board overseeing kids.
Correct. He's overseeing kids and kids that are undocumented. There's two things that they're worried about, and you know, them sending them back to where they came from, you know, and their families, and being separated from their friends. Exactly. And also their friends, you know, going after them, saying things to them. You know, it's just bad all around. I mean, he should just resign and then do an investigation, just like they do with everybody else. You know, everybody resigns, and then you can find out if you're
well.
You know, I hate to say that you're presumed guilty, but in this case, these are minors.
Yeah.
You know, these are kids that are obviously undocumented. Was he hunting undocumented kids, or, you know, because he could do this? I mean, this is just my thought as a female, and growing up I was in the public schools, and back in the 1980s, a lot of this did happen with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, Mary. So here's the thing. It gets complicated when you talk about like sort of painting a broad brush. But the thing about this situation is where we're talking about 62
right.
students alleged. Like that's a very strong number and a large number. And it is in addition to prior accusations that have been leveled over the past couple of years. Most recently, of course, in March against Tay Anderson.
Right.
Yeah, I really appreciate the call, Mary. Thanks okay. so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for all you do. And hang tough, everybody. We're going to get through this, eh?
Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate that call. And it does look like we have Gigi Gordon on the line here, and I'm ready to go to her. But I want to play, I thought this was a pretty decent story, CBS4 and their coverage of this protest on Thursday, organized by our guest. She'll be on in just a moment, Gigi Gordon.
The cries for a Denver Public School Board member to step down are getting louder. Today, recent grads and other students protested school board director Tay Anderson. Anderson has been under investigation since April for a previous allegation, and more allegations did surface in May. He spoke out then, denying all allegations. Jeff Todd, working on the story for us tonight, and Jeff, you were at today's protest.
Karen, these incidents are alleged to be somewhere above 60, and the school district wants to connect with some of those potential victims. They were at the protest today handing out these cards, trying to let these potential victims know that they have rights. This did not sit well with protest organizers, saying that the district is continuing to intimidate these students.
Feeling like they're going to be the next victim.
It's really just about the kids trying to find their voice.
When Gigi Gordon first heard about the allegations against director Tay Anderson, she started organizing.
We're asking for Tay Anderson's name to be removed from all of our diplomas, and we are asking for the board to release a statement urging Tay to resign from his position permanently.
Gordon's diploma that she earned last month is still sitting at her high school. Her disgust follows unconfirmed allegations in the dozens against Anderson. He has consistently denied them.
I worked 12 hard, long, incredibly hard through a pandemic years for my diploma, and I am also a sexual assault survivor, and I just think that to have somebody like that on my diploma, it's just upsetting.
The girls are not here, but I think they're intimidated or they're scared about showing up.
Rebecca Kenderdine is a retired teacher from Colorado Springs who drove up to Denver with other teachers to protest and support because she's dealt with allegations like this before.
Provide any help that they need or any guidance or direction because they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go.
It's affecting our district. It's affecting our school. It's affecting our little sisters and our little brothers that have to go to that school. And that's really all that we should be worrying about is school and not about if our little sister is going to be the next victim.
We reached out to Anderson's attorney for a statement and have not heard back. Today, the school board released a lengthy statement saying in part that people who have experienced sexual harassment need to be heard and supported, and those accused need to receive due process. We're live in Denver tonight. Jeff Todd covering Colorado First.
CBS 4, I have to say, that was a good report on the protest. And let me also say, as we welcome back to 710 KNUS, 18-year-old North High School senior, a graduate now, rather, of 2021 from Denver Public Schools, Gigi Gordon, that how she was talking, it's like a seasoned pro in the media. And I don't know where that came from, because the moment she was in studio last Saturday on my program, when we were live here on 710 KNUS, she was already on fire. Gigi Gordon, welcome back to 710 KNUS.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here bright and early on this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for coming on again, for calling in on what I know is a busy morning for you. And again, you were so articulate in that interview with CBS4. I did an interview. I got some video that we'll be putting out this week with you, your speeches that when you were talking there at the protest and all the other interviews that I saw you give. You've been on message and on point, and I just want to congratulate you for that. And also for getting the attention of the media, where CBS4 was there, Channel 7 did coverage, the Denver Gazette. I haven't seen a story from Chalkbeat yet, which is disappointing. I don't know if it's surprising or not, but I haven't seen a story yet. But they were there. The board gave a statement to the media just minutes before your protest. And then you also went and testified before the board. I don't think they can ignore you or that they've been ignoring you in the media or the board, even if they may not be hearing you. So congratulations.
Thank you. And it was great to have so much press and so many people finally start talking about this.
Let me also give you kudos on something. Just a few weeks ago, on May 30th, you put up a petition. Give Denver students new diplomas without alleged rapist name. And a week ago, I think it was like 700. It was fewer than 700 signatures. You are now at 9,120 signatures. I have been watching this thing climb for days. Talk to us about that and that goal.
Yeah, so it was actually within a 24-hour period that the petition got like that, because right before the protest, I remember checking it, and it was at maybe like 840. And then the next morning, right when I woke up bright and early, I checked it, and it was at, I think, 5,000. And then over yesterday, it went from 5,000 to 6,000, and then 9,000 that you should have said now. And I don't know if it was from the news or the protest or what it was that both. Got people to find it. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said both. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, but I mean, it's freaking amazing, and it's like this is what, you know, we've been waiting for, and so many students are just so happy because, you know, I mean, I've had hundreds of students communicate with me that they want Tay Anderson's name off of their diploma, and so to see that people are finally starting to listen to us and not meet our demands, but just hear us and, you know, what we want and actually hear it from me. And not from other people, but actually get to see the information that we put up there and what we wrote is, it's really awesome, and it makes me really happy.
So, Gigi Gordon, what inspired you specifically to put up this particular petition at change.org, gives Denver students new diplomas without alleged rapist name? What was it about the diplomas that really got you thinking, in these accusations that really got you thinking, look, I need to stand up and put this petition together because we want new diplomas?
Well, you know, when I first found out about the Tay thing, I did a little bit of research and I made my first petition saying that we would call. It says that we want him arrested, but it's kind of just more of a, we just want people to see how many students care. And I asked students to leave a petition comment so that people could see why the students are signing. And we had some really good ones. And then I had about maybe two or three students reach out to me on that same day and say, hey, did you know that Tay's name is on our diplomas? And one student was actually like, you should make another petition saying that we should get his name off of our diplomas. And I was like, that's a great idea. And so I did. And, you know, it didn't really take off that much. It got to 800, which was good. You know, for the community, it was good. And then now I guess it's getting national or whatever kind of attention it's getting to be at the numbers that it's at now, which is like finally, you know.
Gigi Gordon, 18-year-old graduate, North High School, and leader of these protest movements in regards to Tay Anderson. I just want to read, I feel awkward sharing this and identifying who the person is, but on Instagram, there is a graduate who said, Tay Anderson posted a diploma with some things, crossing out a couple of names, including Tay Anderson's, and saying, Tay Anderson was very into cancel culture, even publicly canceled one of my peers last summer who is truly a good-hearted person and never would ever come anywhere close to the sexually abusive things Tay has done. Education is about teaching kids how to think and not what to think. Dear God, well, now I cancel him with that cool sunglasses emoji. Now, of course, these are allegations, but what she's expressing is the kind of palpable frustration that you and other students or fresh graduates are feeling about these diplomas and about how the school board has handled this.
Yeah, no, totally. I love that. And I could totally see why, like, she did that. And I think that I thought that what she wrote on the diploma, the way she crossed it out, it was amazing. And I think a lot of students are feeling like that right now. You know, a lot of them don't want their diplomas and they, you know, they're embarrassed to use them. I mean, it's like, especially with all of this media attention now, you know, imagine trying to go get into a college and handing them your diploma. And they're like, oh, Tay Anderson, I heard about that. You know, you were a student. Oh, my God, the controversy. Let's talk about it. And let's make it a distraction, you know. And it's like, it's just supposed to be a diploma that we earned and that we have to use to get through the rest of our lives. And to know that this person's on your diploma, it's really upsetting.
Gigi, can you stick around if we run to a break?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Gigi Gordon joining us here on 710 KNUS. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler. We're going to pick up the conversation for a few minutes more on the other side and then get back to the phones at 303-696-1971. Again, you're listening. News Talk 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS and the Centennial Institute present the 2021 Western Conservative Summit, June 18th and 19th at the Hyatt Regency Denver at the Colorado Convention Center, featuring Victor Davis Hanson, Frank Gaffney, and Andy Ngo, live and in person. Reconnect and re-energize. The 2021 Western Conservative Summit, June 18th and 19th. Get tickets online at 710knus.com. George Brockler, News Talk 710, KNUS.
Rocking and rolling back. Jimmy Sangenberger here with you. News Talk 710, KNUS in for George Brockler. We are talking with Gigi Gordon. You've heard her on with me, filling in for Stefan on Tuesday and my show last Saturday night. She is the organizer of Thursday's protest at the Denver City Council building and also behind this petition for new diplomas to be issued to graduates, 2021 graduates like herself, that now has 100 plus signatures. And congrats again on that, Gigi Gordon. Let's talk about this protest. What did you make of what happened there? I mean, there were a few dozen people who showed up, which was it was less than we had hoped for, but yeah, not necessarily surprising given this sort of environment. But what did you make of that? Because I thought it was a win in terms of the attention that was brought to bear on it and the fact that people can't ignore you and haven't been.
No, totally. I thought it was great, you know, and I thought that we had a lot of powerful people come and speak and share their stories on how, you know, the entire school district has failed them as students and, you know, as teachers and everything. And I think that, you know, the media coverage that we got was really good. And, you know, even though not as many people showed up as we thought, it was really weird because we had a couple different organizations and people say that they were coming to speak and stuff, and they didn't end up showing up. And I don't know if it was from the Westward article that threw people off or if it was because it was on a weekday at 4 p.m. But, you know, it was still really nice, and I'm glad that it got the petition more awareness and that, you know, we got outlets to report on it that needed to report on it.
Now, there were some belligerent people who were there who were trying to be antagonistic. What did you make of that?
Oh, yeah, you know, and it's just like, it's annoying because, you know, we had multiple people there that were being rude, that were talking about how they heard completely different information than what I had been posting about the protest. And I'm assuming that's from the press release that confused a lot of people because somebody sent out a fake press release to Westward and threw everyone off about the protest. And so we had a lot of people there that were screaming, and there was some guy there that was saying some really rude and just, like, sometimes even misogynistic things.
Yeah, that's true.
To me.
Yep.
Yeah, and to the students. And it was hard, you know, because as a student, I've never really had, you know, the news and a bunch of people report on me. So I've never really gotten used to, you know, people like that. And, you know, people say that you get bullied in high school more than anything else, and that, you know, you'll experience bullying whenever you're in high school. But, you know, of course I did, but I've never really experienced bullying now ever in my life. The bullies that I'm getting from, you know, Tay Anderson's clique and his supporters is intense, and it's more than high school bullies. And, you know, they say kids are mean, but I think adults are meaner. And I think that people that are blindly supporting someone without even trying to look at the evidence and the facts behind the situation will come after anybody in any sort of way to make them feel bad and to make them seem like they're a different kind of person, but they forget that I'm strong and that I don't even, they don't even faze me.
Well, Gigi, and I could attest to that because we have talked since the protest, and I want to say you have just given one of the most stirring indictments to how politics is done in America and how adults can conduct themselves, whether it is in person. I was there shouting down children as you're trying to speak about your own feelings and thoughts on the board, on these allegations, on feeling comfortable and safe in schools, on speaking out for your peers who aren't graduates, who are still in schools now, on calling for the new diplomas to be issued and so forth. And you just gave that stirring indictment where the bullying of adults. And I've seen some of this stuff on social media. And I have to tell you, Gigi, that it is really quite striking, but also it means that they are paying attention to you. You yeah. have their attention right now, and they're listening, they're watching, and they are concerned.
Yeah, definitely. And I totally see it that way. And I'm glad that, you know, people are, it's getting under their skin because they don't want to believe it. And the thing that bothers me the most is that people don't really do their research whenever they look into stuff like this. So They don't realize that Tay Anderson has been accused of sexual assault four different times from four different organizations or individuals within a 2-year period. Not just Mary Catherine, not just the undocumented student situation. There was Black Lives Matter 5280. There was Never Again Colorado, a student-ran organization that Tay was president of. And then there was a letter written to a teacher's union that never went reported. And people don't see that, and they see it as this one allegation and try and say everything about the 62 and the 62, but they forget that this has been happening. This has been going on. It's just been silent.
And something else, too, Gigi Gordon, you were in this studio talking about when Tay Anderson was working at North High School. When you were a student there, he worked there for about a year as a restorative justice coordinator. And you were telling me about the way in which he would interact with students that was, in your words, too friendly, kind of creepy.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, a lot of other students agreed with me, and, you know, it was just, it was weird because we had a lot of students say they were going to show up who completely agreed with me, and we have a lot of online support, but when it comes to coming in person, I think it's a little bit different because people are still scared, and, you know, it takes a lot of bravery to stand up against Tay Anderson. I mean, I, as a student, I've had so many people try and come after me in the past, just in the past 3 days, I've had gotten so much hate. And I think now I finally understand why students are scared and why students don't want to show up and why they don't want to be seen at the protest. Because he'll send people after you, or if it's him or if it's his supporters or whatever it is. And, you know, it's a little bit scary. And, you know, one of the guys at the protest I felt like was actually trying to come at me. And, you know, we had a security there that was kind of blocking him, but he kept trying to get around him and come up to me.
Yes.
And I was scared. I was shaking. And, you know, it's really, really scary. And I am starting to learn that. But again, I'm strong.
Yeah, you are. And I will say, because I was there. I was there for the entire time and even past the end of the protest. And that is exactly the case where this guy was coming toward the front, coming toward the steps where you were speaking. The belligerence here, and we have a lot of this on video, but the belligerence here and the aggression against teenagers, and you weren't the only teenage girl who was there speaking. There were several of you who got up, and that kind of behavior is patently wrong and unacceptable. And you, I mean, you're new to this spotlight, you're new to interviews, you're new to media, you're new to politics, you're new to all of this, and you are recognizing things and calling activity out that is absolutely wrong and inappropriate and unacceptable in a way that I think only somebody who's fresh to this can do.
Yeah, and you know, it's frustrating because a lot of the news outlets didn't report on that part, and they just, you know, I mean, it was good that they reported on the protest, but they kind of forgot to mention that there was some people in there that were being really mean and that were yelling at the students, and, you know, one of them was trying to actually
literally
yelling, "You're going to hit me."
I mean, I don't know if he was going to hit me or try and tackle me or what was going on. He was coming at me. And, you know, I wish the media would have shown that and would have shown what, you know, those supporters are actually doing to the students that are just trying to protect their peers and protect their community, and are trying to throw all of these things around and make it look like it's something that it's not. And it's just like they just don't want to see it for how it really is.
No, that's exactly right. And that's where when you see people lashing out in that way, you know that you are onto something and they are concerned and they're going to do whatever it takes to try and intimidate you. And I know you're not going to be backing down. And I appreciate it. I'm getting a text into the show. She is great. God bless her. What can we do to support her and the other students? How would you answer that?
Thank you to whoever texted that. The encouragement is much needed and very thanked. But, you know, number one, sharing the petition, supporting the petition. The petition is doing amazing right now, and that's kind of what's taking us the furthest. And, you know, like I told everybody at the protest, this is just the beginning. Just because we didn't have that many people show up or whatever anybody wants to say about the protest doesn't mean that we're going to give up and that we're going to let that make us back down, you know? And, you know, we are going to have something else planned that I can't spoil yet because it's still in the works. But, you know, we're going to do something because we didn't get what we want, and we'll keep going until we do. And so, you know, just stay updated. You know, I post everything. I have a lot of media that's now reporting on everything, especially Jimmy. So, you know, but we're going to do more, and we're going to keep going. And, you know, it's going to be awesome, and we're going to get what we want because I feel it, and I know that it's going to happen. And I know that the board isn't going to let a bunch of students go back to school in August after all of this. I mean, there's just no way that they're going to allow that. And if they do, then I literally will have no freaking words to describe the ignorance, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the inaction, the lack of listening and hearing and all of that. I just want to let listeners know, if you go to my Twitter at Sang Center, that's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter, I just tweeted out the petition. So you can feel free to retweet that now at over 9,100 signatures, which is absolutely incredible. I just want to ask you two final questions, Gigi Gordon, before we let you go. And I really appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. Denver Public Schools sent a table that was from their Title IX department, and they had a couple of folks there, and the idea was, oh, we'll provide information on what we do and services and that sort of thing. And it had a cloth on it that said Denver Public Schools Communications. What did you make of that?
Well, you know, I thought their idea was nice, and I thought that, you know, it was a great idea. But for them to show up to a student-ran protest with a big blue table and shiny flyers, you know, some parent actually said this exact thing. They said they were there to listen and to learn and to hear from the students, but they show up with these glossy flyers, and it says Denver Communications on their big table. And, you know, it threw people off. And we had somebody text us and say, hey, like, are you protesting for DPS or against? I'm kind of confused. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were kind of just there, and it was very confusing, and it was honestly just a little bit weird, because if they wanted to come and listen like they should have to what the students have to say and the students' concerns and what they can do to make it better, they could have just showed up. But they show up with this table and they make it a whole thing for PR to make themselves look good, and that's what it felt like. Like, they just wanted to look good, and if they can send somebody out there with a big table and flyers to make it look like they're there, then they can listen and respond to our demands. You know, they haven't even addressed them.
The board also met. This was kind of the precipitator for your protest on Thursday. They met. You testified from there on the steps of the city council building in City Hall. Talk to us about that experience as we wrap up here. You had the opportunity to speak to six of the seven, since Tay has said, I'm not, after he voted for superintendent, of course, he's now stepped down from board activities and meetings and votes until August. But you had the opportunity to speak directly. You spoke for a minute and a half. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it was actually really weird, because whenever I signed up the day before, they told me they would immediately send me a link with the Zoom link and the information, and I never got it. So I didn't assume that I got on to the speaking list until about an hour before the protest, when
one of the other ladies who was speaking said, hey, your name's on here. And I said, well, I haven't gotten the email. I haven't gotten the text. And they ended up sending me the link for the Zoom 15 minutes after the meeting actually started. And everyone else got theirs about hours before. I didn't get mine till when the meeting started. And I didn't even think I was going to get to speak. And it was like they did it on purpose, you know? And, you know, I got to speak. They put me on there really late. And then as soon as I finished talking, they immediately cut me off. And, you know, I got in what I wanted to say, which was that we heard their statement. It wasn't enough. They didn't address anything we had to say. And we just want them to talk to us like humans, you know. We want them to see us and respond to us, and they didn't. And I told them that. And I said, we're not asking for you to arrest Tay. I understand that the investigation is underway. That's what his arrest would result. It would result in his arrest from the investigation. We're just asking for him to resign from his position, which is doable by any cause. You know, all they have to do is release a statement and it could happen, but they won't. And that's all I had to say was that we just want him to resign. We're not asking for them to put him in prison right now and skip the entire judicial process. We're just asking for him to resign because kids are scared to go back to school and for our new diplomas.
I'm just going to leave you with this, Gigi Gordon, because we got to let you go. Text coming in. Wow. Gigi Gordon is hope for the future of this planet. Intelligent, crystal clear, and courageous. I have to say that's a great
summary.
Because you were on message and the words are just flowing. It's impressive, and your leadership is impressive. Thank you so much for that and for coming back here on the show. We will keep talking. We will keep tabs on everything going on here regarding this story.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Gigi Gordon again joining us here on the show. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler. We have to go to a break. 303-696-1971. We'll get to Eric and Stapleton on the other side. Stay with us. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Now back to George Brockler. News Talk 710 KNUS. Denver's local talk leader.
All right, let's jump right back into it. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler. The text coming in. This one's fun. Gigi sounds like Gigi Gordon. Sounds like Lauren Boebert's little sister. Gigi has a great future. One very brave lady wishing her grand success. The only difference is that she's a liberal, not a conservative like Lauren Boebert, but she is willing to call a spade a spade. I mean, her indictment of the politics of personal destruction, the politics of intimidation, underscores how horrid our political climate is, how juvenile these adults are. And honestly, they were belligerent. They were aggressive. They were shouting her down. And it was disgusting. But that is exactly why these kids feel intimidated from coming forward. And that's what they want. They want to perpetuate that. And yet, thankfully, we have somebody like Gigi Gordon, all of 18 years old, pushing back hard, fighting back and calling him out. It's just extraordinary. Eric in Stapleton has been patiently waiting forever. Eric, brother, welcome.
Hey, Jimmy Sangenberger, you great American.
What's going on, you great American?
Gigi Gordon, she will be a Republican sooner than later.
I think so, too. But go on. What are you thinking?
Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla missed a perfect, unbelievable. In a position that they're in, Jimmy, they missed a perfect opportunity, you know, to be there with Gigi and yourself. I just don't understand it because Peter always emphasizes on his show that they are such great leaders, but then they're silent. Leaders don't do that. Leaders are out there in full force to be. I would have been amazed to see them both out there with you.
So let me step in and say two things. First of all, in terms of Christy, you know, that's a fair point. I would have liked to see that as well. That's a question I hadn't thought to ask her about. In terms of Priscilla, you know, Priscilla's been speaking out about this from a teacher's standpoint, and I think that's good. And she actually was there. She had to leave early because she needed to get back and be able to do the testimony the way she needed to. Cause she did testify before the board about a letter that she actually co-authored with Mary Catherine Brooks Fleming, who was the original source of these allegations. allegations a few weeks ago in legislative testimony. And Priscilla has been on the radio with me. She was on my web show last week. So she's been, and you know, Christy at least has been putting out statements and whatnot. But in terms of showing up, Priscilla was there. She had to go and then testified before the board.
Okay.
So,
well,
I want to say I'm that.
Priscilla's half. On her behalf, Jimmy, you know, the Douglas County Fairground, when we were all out there to support our mm-hmm. police officers, mm-hmm. about Randy had sponsored that.
Yeah.
Priscilla and I and my wife and Casper Stockham and then John Castilla mm-hmm. and Maria, they were all out there. Okay, and Priscilla, yeah, she's on her game, but then there's always an excuse about Christy Burton Brown because she was not there.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the position that she's into, she's got to be a face out there. I mean, because I know for a fact, Jimmy, President Trump, if he was in office Thursday, he probably would have been there with you.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't want to knock Christy too much, but you raise a fair point. You raise a fair point about that. But let me also say this real quickly, Eric. And that is the police. Okay. You mentioned the police. The police were driving around. I, Gigi got connected with the police and they were there. And she's been at BLM protests. And I think it was just so great that the police were there, just, you know, even driving around, making their presence known in terms of having that guidance, having that supervision. And that was very encouraging for her and for others that were there who may be critical of the police, you know, and I thought that was good
Jimmy,
to see.
I know you got to go, boss, but I just want to emphasize to Gigi Gordon that she's brilliant at her age, but she has to realize that Black Lives Matters is a domestic terrorist organization, and I have to say that, and I'll let you go.
I would say Antifa is. I would not say that I agree on that score, but I definitely think that Black Lives Matter is not what they make it out to be. We were talking about this earlier.
Like there, Jimmy, I said that.
Fair enough.
And I want Gigi to know that.
Fair enough. All right, Eric. No, I appreciate the call. Always enjoy your calls, brother. Definitely appreciate it here on the show. You're on 710 KNUS. Look, as we wrap up here, I so appreciate the support of our listeners. Leslie texting in. Petition is going crazy. Great segment. Signed and posted. Again, over 9,100 signatures on this petition. Now we're at 9,167. As I look at it, that's where I see plus and counting. This is community support. This means the world to Gigi and to other kids who want to see support from the community, want to see support from the board. And this is about so much more than just allegations and not rushing to judgment and due process, which is important, especially in a legal proceeding. And generally speaking, you know, I certainly agree on that score. We saw what happened to Brett Kavanaugh about unsubstantiated, uncorroborated allegations from decades ago. This is something different, and I'm not going to relitigate and explain why. I've done so in articles. I've done so on Stefan's show on Tuesday and last Saturday, and the list goes on. But the reality is here that these kids need to be heard, and they are being – nobody's ignoring them anymore. You can't ignore them. The attackers are getting more and more vicious. And nobody was more decisive in calling them out and could be more decisive, more on point, more expressive, more over the target in calling them out for that and belligerent behavior than Gigi Gordon, all of 18 years old, a graduate, 2021 from North High School in Denver Public Schools. I'm going to keep on this. A lot more to come, I am sure. But kudos to Gigi and these other courageous young ladies. It is inspiring. It is remarkable. And they have the support of our listeners. I know. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it. on 710 KNUS. I'm back tonight, 5 to 7. Dr. James Lindsay, Guy Benson, the Lapdog, some music. We've got so much coming up, 5 to 7 on 710 KNUS. And I will be back in studio next Saturday. Not in studio, on location at the Western Conservative Summit, filling in for George Brockler next Saturday as well, 6 to 9, plus the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, 5 to 7, here on 710 KNUS. See you tonight. Randy Corcoran's up next in a matter of minutes. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. Thanks to George Brockler, and may God bless America.
Watch the 2021 Western Conservative Summit online, June 18th and 19th. The largest annual gathering of conservatives in the Western United States will celebrate frontier freedom, featuring Lauren Boebert, Ted Cruz, Alan West, Benny Johnson, Steve Scalise, journalist Andy Ngo, Chad Wolf, Brandon Tatum, Victor Davis Hanson, Lila Rose, and many others. America needs Western conservative values. Register to watch online for free at westernconservativesummit.com.